This week, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, decided to increase the number of possible endings for website addresses. There are currently 22 available extensions called generic top-level domains. They include .com, .gov, .org, you know them. With the new rules, companies and individuals are no longer limited to those 22 choices. President of ICANN, Rod Beckstrom, says the decision will, quote, unleash the global human imagination. In terms of branding, the possibilities are endless. For example, Mac could use iPod.Apple. Citibank could be city.bank, but it comes at a price. The initial cost to own one of these top-level domains is $185,000 plus an annual fee of $25,000 to maintain the domain. For some, it's an exciting moment in internet history. For others, meh, no big deal. Ryan Singel is a staff writer for Wired.com. Ryan, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
What is it, the biggest, most glorious change ever, or a snooze?
It's going to land right in the middle of those two.
It always does!
I know. I wish I could follow Rod Beckstrom's excitement that this is going to be, you know, the biggest world-changing moment since the invention of email, but that's just not the case. It's going to be interesting. We're going to see some fun new things, but we're still all going to love .com addresses.
Why do we need to expand the number of domains? Is it like you have to keep adding area codes because there's not enough numbers to go around?
There's still plenty of names you can get, but it's hard to get a good .com name. You know, think if you're a restaurant in, say, New York City, and you happen to be Mom's Cafe. How many Mom's Cafes are there in the world? So you can't get momscafe.com. So the idea is that, you know, maybe somebody would go and buy .nyc, and then, you know, if you're Mom's Cafe, you could choose to be momscafe.nyc.
But do people really still use the addresses, or do people just use search engines, you know, specifically Google, and kind of bypass actually putting in www.whatever.whatever?
Yeah, there's so much of our navigation these days happens just straight through search engines. But names still count. You know, it's nice to have a cool domain name. You know, we still see them on advertisements. So, you know, we might start to see some interesting ones that are more memorable. City.bank, the example you used, is pretty memorable. Instead of trying to remember if it's citibank.com, but your point is well taken.
So is ICANN presenting this as a possibility to raise money for themselves, or because they're serving some sort of either want or need?
They're positioning it more as like a kind of a want or need and a way to make themselves more international, because these names don't necessarily have to be in English script. These days, there's a huge number of languages that you can have domain names in. So, you know, the new extensions could well be in Greek or, Cyrillic.
But the one thing this doesn't change or address is the supremacy of the dot itself. Will we ever get to a time when the dot doesn't rule over domain names with its iron but little tiny little fist?
Generally, if there's not a dot, you're generally looking for something local on your own computer or on the little subnetwork that you're on. So that .com sort of tells your computer and that you're actually looking for something on the greater internet. So that dot is never going to go away, even if, you know, its old cousin www did go the way of the dinosaur.
I remember, you know, a decade ago that the thought was the domain name was going to be so important. And of course, there was squatting. You know, since then, I was trying to think if the names were so important. I was just going through some of the names that should be out there. Sports.com. I have no idea what that is. Business.com. I don't really know what that is. I thought that was supposed to be worth a lot of money. I've read that sex.com has gone through so many owners because no one really found a way to monetize it. Then it does call into question what the conventional wisdom was a decade ago of your .com name being your brand.
There's still a lot of people that actually, you know, when they want something like coupons, they go and type in coupons.com. And I think that domain name is actually worth a lot of money. There's a little bit less of that now because people are so used to finding things through Google. But the domain names are still worth money. You know, you can take a random set of words and just type them in and type .com. And there's probably a page that's parked there with ads.
Is there any reason to think that the change will affect spam sites or phishing sites or in any way affect the security of websites?
Right now, a lot of spam sites tend to gravitate towards kind of the low rent districts like .info, you know, where you can buy a site for $2.
Some guy who owns a .info site is saying, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? still rent. What are you doing to me over here?
You know, it's true, though. You know, it just happened. .biz turned out to be the same thing. They didn't take off, and then, you know, the people that ran them dropped the price. And so then what did you get? You got people that just wanted to, like, create tons and tons of sites, and most of them are selling you herbal Viagra. You know, the problem with spam and security isn't so much the domain names as just the fact that it's easy to make a site these days. And that's great that, you know, anybody can make a site.
Right. The downside is anybody can make a site.
And I think that's actually kind of a cool little possibility that we all might end up with our own domain.
And if I know anything about the internet, .kitten, .cat, .cheeseburger, and .Ron Paul are all going to go in a hurry.
The one I want, which I don't think ICANN would ever allow to happen, is .sucks, .sucks. You know, because how much money could I charge Facebook to buy Facebook.sucks? And if they didn't, you know, it could just be filled with complaints from anybody on the internet.
The internet was invented for a .sucks. That's a great idea. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Single is a blogger for Wired.com.